All hands, prepare for multi-ball.
Hello, and welcome to Pinball Nerds Podcast, coming all the way from River Hibbert's Nova Scotia to the holes in the side of your head. Introducing your host, Orbital Albert.
That's me.
Take it away.
Welcome back, Pinball Nerds, to episode 266 of your fifth favorite pinball podcast. My name is Orbital Albert, and on today's show, I have a sad announcement. Unfortunately, your daily dose of pinball is dead. That's right. For almost a year, guys, think about it, almost a year, I have attempted to do an almost daily dose of pinball for you. So today is September 22nd. On October 30th, the day before Halloween of last year, I did my first show. And so far, I have done 266 episodes out of, 38 days for 36. So that's about 325. So I have succeeded at doing some type of pinball podcast, whether it be a 4-minute update or a 1-hour interview or a 20-minute top five list or that sort of thing. I've succeeded at doing that like 6 out of 7 days. I basically take Sunday off. I'm not a religious person, but you got to have one day off a week, right? But that's dead. That's gone. That's over with. I've got a couple messages from some of my big fans over the last few days. People are wondering where I am and when they're going to hear from me again. I have got very, very, very busy, but I will give you guys a mini top five list because that's what I'm sort of known for. These are the five reasons why the daily dose of pinball is dead, okay? Number one, I can't play as much pinball anymore. It's not a time thing. It's more so of a cost thing. There's one league that plays weekly in Halifax, which can be up to, 2.5 hour or even 3 hour drive if it's bad weather. And of course that's just there and that's just back. And that's only for it to play like a 2 hour league. Right. So I love pinball, I eat, sleep, breathe pinball, but I cannot be traveling 6 hours for a 2 hour tournament. And that is something I'm willing to do like once a month for a monthly one-off tournament. Which I have done. I got to go play with the Halifax League. Really enjoy playing with everybody there. Shout out to Doug Parsons and everyone else there. That's fun that I got to meet. And I love playing in St. John, but that's about a 2 hour drive away. And again, they have more of like a weekly league thing. So I don't know. I might try that one just because it's an hour less. I might try it for the fall. But what I'm getting at is that reason number one, your daily dose of pinball is dead, is because when I lived in London in the Forest City, where I lived until a couple months ago, I used to go out on every single Monday night, I would go out to Monday Night Pinball. And then at least twice a week, I would be going to other people's houses to go play pinball. Sometimes it would be Matt's house on a Friday and, Mike Dimas's house on a Saturday, or maybe I'd play, shout out by the way, and maybe I'd play a poker game at Tony's house, Tony Laviolette's house. Shout out. Very excited to be, heading back there, by the way, but we'll get into that in a second. So the next thing that I really liked, okay, Luna Ellen wants to come up here with us. I'm recording, Luna. That's my dog. Yes. Named after Keith Ellowyn and Luna Lovegood from Harry Potter. Combining my two favorite things, and now my third favorite thing, which is this awesome dog. I love this dog. And she might even come up in the top five list. I'm not going to lie. This is just basically an excuses list. Man, I hate these lists. Let's make this a short episode. It was easier to do like two updates a week. Like if you look back at my 250, 260 some odd episodes, like 30 of them are updates. Because once a month I was going to a Lopple, once a month I was going to another pinball tournament out of town, once a week I was going to the Monday Night Pinball, which is now at Speed City Records. Then of course every Thursday for years and years and years I would go play All You Can Play Pinball at Call the Office, and that's now gone. Well, also I live too far away, but that left before I left anyways, And so it's more difficult for me to find episodes each and every day when I can't do three or four like update episodes. And I'm just not thinking about pinball as often. I'm not going on Twitch as often. I was probably playing pinball like 30 hours a week before I left, and I may be down to about 5 hours a week now. So when I'm playing like 600% less pinball, I was probably watching like 30 to 40 hours of like live streaming a week before. Now the internet doesn't even come in well enough for it to just, and after Twitch cuts out about 5 or 6 times in 10 minutes, I just say screw it. And you guys know yourselves, it doesn't matter if it's a, if you're trying to watch something on a satellite dish or if you're trying to watch something on your phone, but if it just keeps cutting out and you just you eventually just get sick of it, right? So now there is some nights when I can perfectly clear, no problem, get Twitch. I do have my low latency on, which for anyone who lives out in rural like me, you'll have to, you know, when you don't have the best internet, maybe you do even live in the city, you don't have the best internet. If you turn on low latency, what it means is basically you're getting the entire feed, like, I don't know, a second and a half or 2 seconds back. So yes, when you're typing something in, it might not be as quick or as relevant, you know, as before. But anyways, what I'm getting at is that when I was doing, you know, 30 hours a week of watching Twitch, 20 hours a week of live streaming on Twitch. That's another thing. I got to live stream all the time back then. I'm trying to forget about that. And then I also got to play pinball several times a week. Out here, I know of no one in the town close to me that has pinball. I think someone said that someone in Amherst does have a virtual pin, but I haven't met that person yet, so obviously don't know about them. There's one gentleman in a town like an hour and a half away who said I could come stream there once. I've got to reach out to him. Shout out. That's Mr. David Dennis. There is. And then, of course, the one thing that would have kept me excited about pinball was, you know, the one tournament. I waited an entire month to play a tournament. And finally, there was a tournament I could go to. And then Hurricane Dorian came. And then that's a great transition into excuse number two, why your daily dose of pinball is dead. This is sort of tied into Hurricane Dorian. Put it this way, even up until yesterday, I was still collecting brush and sticks and twigs and branches that fell down off the trees, almost nonstop for that entire period of time. So, that's been done, but it's excuse number two is more so just about the homestead. I have still never caught up on all my homestead stuff. And, the thing is, when I first moved here, I thought it would take 40, 50 hours to build a chicken coop. I didn't realize that you had to dig holes that were 12 inches down and 12 inches out so that 2.5 feet of chicken wire can go down and out. I didn't realize that there was so many coyotes around here that I can hear them howling several times a night. I actually heard them the other night and they scared me because I'm not sure if they heard Luna and I outside around the garden. And normally as soon as it starts to get dusk, doesn't matter the time of year, I try to get out of our yard because several neighbors have told us they've seen bears in both portions of both the left and right sides of our yard, as well as the field beside us, which is full of hay bales right now. That is a known, like people in River Hibbert have told me like, oh no, we usually see bears when you drive by there quite often. Anyways, again, not that the bears here are necessarily that bad, but Luna, I am doing a podcast. You have to play with your one toy that's actually loud. Okay, I'm sorry. My dog is playing with, like, she has, like, 15 toys. She's playing with the one chew toy that's loud. Luna! Seriously! Okay, so this is a good example to bring us into excuse number three. We recently got... Luna! Seriously! Okay, I'm gonna have to go to another room. We recently got... You know what? Why don't I take you guys outside down to the homestead while I'm telling you the excuses? Actually, I can see the door I just made. Yes, I made a door yesterday for the chicken coop. It's all these things that you don't think about. It's like I almost actually put the entire chicken coop enclosed without a door. And then I was like, oh, yeah, the chickens can't get out. Predators can't get in. But I also can't get in there, and that would be bad. And the only other door is like a 1-foot by 2-foot door that goes into the chicken coop. So anyways, I absolutely love Luna Elwin, but with the boys going back to school and everything else that has happened, I have been stuck sleeping with Luna Elwyn, because if no one is downstairs with her during the night to let her out at like 2 and like 5, she's really good. She'll either come wake you up on the couch or she'll scratch at the door when she has to go to the bathroom. But the 2 times or so that no one has been downstairs with her, she has used my beautiful living room as a toilet, and I have not been extremely stoked about that. So that's just been a lot of extra more time. Having a brand new puppy, especially with reason number 5 that happened, and this is by far the biggest one, for a couple days, I was a little down there. So for the first few days, like even after doing my interviews with Brad, shout out, I had a great time with Brad, by the way, and I think that those 2 interviews are some of the best interviews I've ever done. They certainly were the most in-depth. I mean, that was a 2-part interview that went over 2 hours, and I think Brad had a lot of really good points to make about pinball, and that was kind of fun. We copied some stuff that we've heard in other pinball podcasts, primarily the Poor Man's Pinball Podcast. Shout out to Ian and Drew there, my buds. But yeah, it's kind of funny because all I did really was go like a week between, which is like what most podcasts did. And I got several messages from people being like, is everything okay? Like, what's going on? Everything is okay. But, as I had mentioned before, my wife and I were both looking for jobs. We had applied for several jobs out here. And I mean 3 or, oh, I'm getting hit by mosquitoes. Come on. And I mean 3 or 4 of these jobs, Danielle especially was way overqualified for. And, then after my son started school, my son Hayden, his best friend at the school there, his mother happens to work at, I guess, like a working placement agency. And, she had let us know that it's very, very, very challenging for people who are, from away to be, you know, people from, and when I say from away, I mean, basically people who are, Luna, please, I just can't, went outside because she was playing with the toy. Luna never wants to hang out with me. And then I'm podcasting and the whole time she's bugging me. Anyways, I guess what they said, she works at a work placement agency, and, anyways, she let us know that quite often people who are over, you know, people who have more than enough experience, but they happen to be from Ontario, they don't always get chosen before people from who are from around here. And that's not just in Nova Scotia that that happens. I'm sure it happens not just everywhere and anywhere in Canada, but I know that that happens even like where I was from in London. I'm sure that if people apply, not all employers, but some employers, when they're about to apply some, if they had 2 applications in front of them and they had someone that was, you know, kind of qualified from London and someone who was way more qualified, but they happen to be from somewhere far away, they may not get the job as high a percentage of time. So I was getting really down and thinking, like, I'm not going to lie, like, we had a good chunk of money in the bank when we first moved out here. And then between getting all the furniture and starting the homestead was more expensive than we thought. And, you know, all that kind of stuff. Our bank account is not huge. And I just wanted to make sure that the cash flow stopped, the negative cash flow stopped, and we had some good money coming in. So instead of worrying about the podcast for a couple days after that, what both Danielle and I did is just apply like crazy to every job within like an hour and a half, like every town of an hour and a half south, an hour and a half north, an hour and a half east. Well, you can't go that far east, but because we're on the coast, but you can go about half an hour one way and half an hour another way, maybe 35 minutes before you hit the Atlantic Ocean on the other side. And you know, like 8 minutes to the Bay of Fundy, but if you're going, I guess, less direct, you can get to Parsborough in half an hour. So what I've decided to do for the Daily Dose of Pinball is let that thing burn to the ground, okay? So it's gone. Your Daily Dose of Pinball is gone. I'm going to try not to use that term anymore. If for some reason in the future I get less busy. Oh, I should have explained this. The end of reason number 5. The reason why how all of these tie in together is that my wife did get a call back for a job and she was very excited. And this happened, I believe, last Tuesday. Yes, because I actually did get the opportunity to call into, well, we'll talk about that on the next episode. But I was very, very, very excited. She did get a job. She went back to work, but the hours are kind of crazy. It's like 9 till 6 p.m. every single day, Monday to Friday. And so I have not only been a, you know, more of a dad because I've got to help get the kids out the door in the morning and kind of a lot of the stuff Danielle was doing for me when the kids first went back to school. Now they were off for a week for Hurricane Dorian, so they only got 2 days of school and then they were off, but off for at least 4 days until the school got back hydro, even before we got hydro. And so my awesome wife, Danielle, got a job. She did get hired. Ironically, she got hired at a tourist information center in Sackville, which is kind of cool. Sackville's about 35, 40 minutes away. Something like that, hon?
Half an hour.
Okay, good. Half an hour. So now that is only open for about another end of October. So, I mean, that's only a job for a month and a week, but at least that stopped the negative cash flow, and I'm going to keep applying for jobs. And believe it or not, I know you guys think I'm crazy. I may even be, because I hear they're always hiring, I may even be applying to be part of the Army Reserves. There is a place half an hour from here in Spring Hill, and apparently they are looking for people. So that, you know, it sounds right up my alley in that, you know, it's one night a week for 4 or 5 hours, and then it's like one weekend per month, and then there's, I think you have to do like 1 week of special either basic training or some other training once or twice a year, and then there's options for more work, but I haven't even got a single callback, and I mean, I've applied at places that I'm, you know, way more than everybody's way more than, and I've gone back into those places and still seen that they're still hiring. Right. So, hey, if I have to go in the Army to help provide for my family, I will. But between the five things I just told you, me taking over more as a stay at home dad, helping out more with getting their lunches ready in the morning, making sure they eat, making sure they get the heck out the door in the time because, Danielle's gone by then usually. And then of course I'm home for like 4 hours with them before Danielle can even get home from work. And that's if she doesn't stop in town and grab some groceries or something. So, you know, I'm dadding all the way from, you know, 2:45 all the way till 6:45 kind of by myself. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I almost said babysitting. Don't you hate that when parents say babysitting, especially dads? Come on, dads. But yeah, so those little rascals have been taking up a lot of time. And I love my pinball machines here, but I've got to Wizard Mode about 50 times on Roller Coaster Tycoon. And I like getting to Wizard Mode every time, but Flash Gordon's still down. I haven't had the time to give it the time and energy. And I'm sorry, Mike, shout out if I haven't got to give you a call. And Mike Dimas from the Canadian Pinball Podcast and president of the London, Ontario Pinball League, he is a good friend of mine. And I also purchased Flash Gordon from him. So he's going to try to talk me through getting those flippers active again, because the machine seems to be fine, just the flippers die at the start. And he's given me lots of advice on what to look over and what to do, but because of the five reasons I just told you, I just have had zero extra time. So yeah, all these other awesome pinball podcasts out there who only record every week or bi-weekly or even monthly, or I know even with the Canadian Pinball Podcast, sometimes it goes a little longer. I know with Mrs. Penn, she's back to work full time. She's not going to be putting them out as often. I know with Slam Tilt, you know, Bruce works and owns the Silver Ball Saloon in Rochester, New York. No, I don't remember the address, but you guys can Google it. Anyways, once he went purchased that bar, that pinball bar, he wasn't able to do weekly anymore. And now they do, you know, bi-weekly or sometimes monthly, that sort of thing. My goal is to still do a few a week, guys. Okay. So that is my goal. But if I end up going back to work full-time, that's going to be a challenge. If I go back to work part-time, it might just be like one a week. But I'm going to try my very best to still do one a week. So your daily dose of pinball is dead. Orbital Albert is not dead. I am going to attempt to keep the episodes a little more short, a little more concise. I am going to work harder at getting the Pinball Nerds podcast cards done. We're still trying to figure out which program is going to be the easiest to produce those the quickest to be able to send off to the printers to look the best. I think we're going to chop them ourselves because getting them chopped there is ridiculously expensive at the printers. The artist, i.e. my oldest son, Hayden, who I absolutely love, I had hired him to do my fantasy pin, Orbital Albert's, you know, what was I going to call it? Space Cadet, right? The Space Cadet, or Pinball Nerds Podcast, the Space Cadet. Honey, can you give her a different toy than the squeeze toy? Thank you. So anyways, I still want to work on that, but I had commissioned my son to do it because he's a really good artist, but we found out that that's not his style. He likes drawing trees. He likes drawing oceans. He doesn't like trying to draw fantasy pinball machines. So I'm actually in conversation with a super rad artist right now, and if maybe possibly we can swing a deal for them to do my fantasy pin. Just to remind you guys, the pin that I had was, it's just for fun. They're like going to be these flyer slash posters. I don't know if they're going to be 8.5 by 11 or more like 10 by 14, which is more like a standard size of like a poster you'd see for like a rock concert or something. Most pinball posters I've seen though are just 8 by 11. So we might go with that as well. But this is just sort of going to be a fun thing that I do plan on having for my patrons and maybe just something to have. It's probably more so for me. I think it's really fun. I've always wanted to be a pinball designer, and this was my chance, right? So this machine that I've described to you, basically, it's just a for fun machine. It's never going to be made. It's so expensive it can almost never be made, but it's got four orbits up and along the left, four orbits down around the right. It's got one orbit for every one of the planets in the solar system. It's got a sun in the middle with kind of like a ramp mechanism slash ball lock mechanism. Every single orbit on the bottom loop part of the orbit, so the idea is to hit it through the top part of the loop, and then when it comes down the bottom, you can hit it in through the bottom, but it works better and looks prettier. And you get to flip at it, because at the bottom of each orbit is a flipper. So we're talking four flippers up the left, four flippers up the right, two flippers at the very bottom, and a sneaky 11th flipper that's actually hidden that you can't see underneath the other two flippers, only accessible if it comes down the left out lane or bounces across to the main part of the trough where the ball would hit if you were going to do a death save, which no one wants to do a death save. This kind of is almost like a legal death save that is implied on this machine. Anyways, if for some reason the artist that I'm speaking with doesn't have the time or energy, or I don't have the money to pay what they deserve, to be fair, if the artist I'm speaking to does not want to do this, I'm going to open this up to all you pinball nerds out there, and I'm going to run a legitimately fun competition and contest. That being said, a couple other changes for the show. You know what? There was a couple shows that I did between Pinburg and here where I was just trying to keep up my daily dose of pinball, and I sometimes was kind of, I'm going to wait till I'm really passionate about a subject before doing it. As opposed to just a couple of the podcasts I did that were just hour long meandering where I was talking more about, I don't know, like the one I was talking more about cooking. I apologize. I'm going to try not to do those. I'm going to try to keep, everyone knows your daily dose of pinball, or at least Pinball Nerds podcast. See, the daily dose of pinball is dead. I got to remember that. Everyone knows Pinball Nerds podcast for being, you know, shorter 15 minute to 30 minute max kind of episodes. And I'm going to try to follow along those lines. Unless of course I'm doing an interview. And I do apologize. My interview with Brad, I know I had at least one of my awesome pinball nerds out there let me know that the volume was low for that. I know that. I knew going into it the volume would be lower, but what I was hoping is the volume would be more consistent. Because when I had done interviews in the past with Chris Grosvenor, the world's first and only pinturn. I guess Ian Harrower was also a pinturn, and so there's been more pinturns, but anyways, I absolutely love doing Pinball Nerds podcast. I'm just going to try to keep them more pinball focused. I'm going to try to make sure they don't go over half an hour. I'm probably going to do less episodes, and I'm no longer going to do an episode just to do an episode. I'm going to wait until I feel like I have something intelligent and kind of fun to say on the topic. And I'm also, you know, in around Pinburg, as we're coming up to Pinburg next year, I'm probably going to have more podcasts. If I'm gone traveling for a week and I'm playing more pinball, like I will be next week. That's right. Because my awesome wife got this job, I was finally able to, and my cousin was bugging me. My cousin, Justin, shout out, Justin Dale, who's getting married on September 28th, next Saturday, 1 week, yesterday. He had kept bothering me and being like, dude, are you coming? Are you coming? You got to come. I want you to come. Justin's one of my closest cousins. Maybe when I was younger, I was a little closer to some of my other cousins, but the last 5 years or so, we've been the closest. He's been to my house to play pinball. He loves pinball. He listens to the podcast, by the way. When he heard that my wife, Danielle, got hired at Via Rail, he was so excited because he knew that that meant I could definitely come to the wedding. And I had told him that I would be coming to the wedding. Then, of course, the day before my wife was supposed to start training, At one of the highest paying jobs she's ever had in her life, if not the highest paying, which we were shocked about getting so quickly out here. The information center does not pay as well, I will say that. But she was about to go there, and the gentleman who she was taking the position for, who was off on leave, decided to come back. So that really got me frustrated and upset because I had planned on going to Justin's wedding. Now, the crazy part was it all actually worked out for good because it turned out my wife would have had to drive for almost an hour and 20 minutes every day to Turo and hour and 20 minutes back every day. So that's 2 hours and 40 minutes driving per day, which even though you're getting paid well for a 4 hour shift, you know, to drive almost 3 hours a day for just a 4 hour shift, that's too much. So she's very happy that she's working. Just, it's like a 15 minute drive for her to get to the highway, the main highway that goes, you know, from north to south in Nova Scotia. And it's now the cool part is she works in another province, Sackville. The Sackville Information Center is, of course, in New Brunswick. So anyways, there was very little pinball content here for you. I am doing another episode almost right away. And I'll give you a little teaser for it. It's about it's about Mr. Steve Ritchie and how, because of many of the things I was just telling you, I wasn't having the best day last week. And Mr. Steve Ritchie swooped in and saved the day and made it better. This is, of course, before my wife got the job. That's the main thing that has made my week better. But, of course, saying that and making the week better, I've had to step up my dad duties, step up my cooking dinner duties, step up my house cleaning duties, step up my doggy daycare. I was going to say daddy daycare, doggy daycare duties. And unfortunately, it's left me less time to watch Twitch, play pinball, go out of town to play pinball. But today that ends. That's right. My wife is leaving right now to go pick up our sons from a sleepover at Alex's house. And we are headed down the one day a year that the Propeller Arcade is open to kids is today. So my oldest son Hayden and his buddy Alex are going to be coming with me to Halifax and go play some pinball. And we're going to have a great time. And I'll get to play Jurassic Park. So today is a good day, and this Thursday, I actually fly back to London. Shout out to all my London homies. I miss y'all. Because of the fact that I wasn't able to fly out again for a cheap rate, like that's why I have to fly in on Thursday, even though the wedding's not till Saturday, and then I wasn't able to fly out again till the following Wednesday. But of course, the following Wednesday was just 3 days before the London, Ontario Pinball Championships finals. So I thought, oh my God, if I'm going to get to play in the London, Ontario Pinball Championships finals, right? Then if I get to play in that, then why would I not stay for the extra 4 days? Now, the thing is, by staying for the extra 4 days, I now have to wait till the following Tuesday to get a cheap flight home after that. So I'm actually going to be in and around southwestern Ontario for 12 days. I do have plans for most of the days so far, but it's going to be a very fun trip. I'm excited to see everybody. I can't miss my cousin's wedding. My Oma would never forgive me. My aunt and uncle, Aunt Marianne, Uncle Hans, shout out, they would never forgive me. And it's going to be really fun because it's going to be at a camp. But also, because I only played in two of the four, you had to play in two of the four London Ontario Pinball League tournaments to qualify. Well, of course, I was there for the first two, but I have not been there for the last two. And somehow, some way, I still qualified 15th, and of course, 20 get to go into finals. And sadly, by me coming home to play in finals, my good buddy Matt McGoffin will not get to be able to play in finals because I bump him out unless someone else cancels. So fingers are crossed. I mean, I don't want anyone to get sick or anything like that. Hopefully maybe just someone gets paid, you know, gets offered double overtime and they can't make it to finals. And then my buddy Matt will get to come with me. That would just make my trip perfect. So I will be home for 12 days. I do plan on podcasting lots during that time because I'll be playing tons of pinball. Okay, I'm hoping to make it over to Sean Russell's, shout out, Sean Russell's house to play some Jurassic Park, and I can't wait for it, but we're getting close to the 30 minutes, and I have got to go get the kids and go play some pinball. Until next time, pinball nerds, remember to eat, sleep, and breathe pinball.